Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We're continuing the halachos of the Shabbos Suda. We spoke last time that the Shabbos day Suda should be more chashiv than the night Suda. Now, there's another shaila. They bring down the Svarim and Shuvas Divrei Yisrael, for example, and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that there were some people who davened, let's say, Netzach Hamri, davened Vesikin, and after they finished davening, they ate breakfast. And then, later on in the day, they ate their regular Shabbos Suda with the fish, with the meat, with the chalant. And they Yotze Shal Shudas with that Suda. And the Shaila is that fine because they're making Shal Shudas more chashiv than the second Suda. So these Svarim, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa brings down from a certain Sefer Divrei Yisrael, all say that this is not the proper thing to do because the second Suda, which is the Suda Sayyim, the Suda before Chatzos, that Suda should be more chashiv than Shal Shudas. If you eat like breakfast, a milchik for the first Suda, and then you eat Shal Shudas, the big Suda, that's not correct way of doing things. And they also bring down for Ramosha Feinstein's idea. And the Sefer Maseiros Moshe, it brings down a person asked Ramosha a shayla like this. He davens Vesikin Shachris. He doesn't have a Musaf. He comes home, eats breakfast. And then he goes to Shul for Musaf. And then after Musaf, he comes home. So after Chatzos already, before Chatzos, and he eats the regular Suda. Then, so Ramosha answered, first of all, that's a partially breakfast for Musaf. You're not seeing the Suda Kavul for Musaf. And then he writes in this Sefer Maseiros Moshe, writes that Ramosha said, that there's not a problem. The lechayra, the first Suda of the day, should be more chashiv than the second Suda, and therefore it's not proper what you're doing. And therefore, and the Piskei Tshuvos brings down, that therefore those people who, for Yontif is Chal, on Shabbos is Chal before Yontif, so, or on the first day Yontif, so a lot of people, what they do is, they split the Suda, and they eat the fish, and they bench, they take a walk around the block with Av Mincha, and they go eat the rest of the Suda. Zok the Piskei Tshuvos, it shouldn't be the correct thing to do, because you're eating the main Suda for Shal Shudas, not for the first Suda. That's what the time is. But Lamaisa, I saw from a lot of the Gedolim, especially the Sfarish Gedolim, that they were not makban on that. As long as the Suda was by day, and that still covered Yom Adif, even if it's the second Suda of the day, it's still fine if they eat the Bas and the Dogim in the second Suda. I saw like that from the Chidah and Sefer Chaim Shal. I saw from Chaim Pelagi also the same thing in Ruach Chaim. And I saw Chut Shani also. Chut Shani, Mr. Karel, which was not a Sfarish, he writes, Hamaspal Sharkis Bashkama Vatilas Vasikin, the Koshalo Lechel Os Bosova Dogim, in the past, Evshal Lechel Rak Paslo Bosova Dogim, eat the bread without Bosova Dogim, Vahakach Meshachayim, later in the day, you'll eat the Sudas Pas and Bosova Dogim, Sharma Danim. And he says, the Chachil is trying to eat before Chatzais, back upon him, even though the eating the second Suda, he says it's fine. I also saw brought down the Chazanish was not like that. He ate a small breakfast, and later on, he ate a bigger Suda. So, back upon him, a person should definitely eat the biggest Suda, the first Suda. But L'chaira, on Erev Yontiv, or Shabbos lands on Yontiv, or there, it's hard to eat Shal Shudas, especially if you have a Yontiv Suda afterwards, you're not supposed to eat Shal Shudas so late. L'chaira there, L'chaira is a makam that you can split the Suda and be soimich on those shittas a hold, that even though you're eating the main Suda and the second Suda, it's fine. L'chaira ulai, you can be soimich on that on a Shabbos that falls out before Yontiv.